We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome to Proof to Product. Today we're going to be switching things up a little bit here on the podcast, and I've decided that once a month I'm going to be airing a live coaching session with one of my coaching clients or one of our PaperCamp alumni. Basically, it's going to be a short hot seat format coaching session where they will share what they are working on and what they need help with. And you guys know that I'm all about taking action around here, so you will hear my candid off-the-cuff advice, my recommendations, and I'm even going to dish out some homework. So today is our first hot seat episode, and I'm chatting with PaperCamp alumni Shirley Fisher of Quiet Lions Designs about the timing of her launch to the wholesale market. And you'll hear us talk about her the three things she needs to do before she launches to wholesale so that she's feeling confident and ready for that push. Now, before we jump into this hot seat, I did want to let you know that our PaperCamp e-course kicks off on Monday, and this is your last week to join us. This is our signature program where we talk about selling wholesale, exhibiting at trade shows, and how to reach the right customers on the wholesale side. So how to increase the number of accounts that you're working with on the wholesale side. If you're interested in more info, you can head over to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp to join me for this four-week live program. So here we go. Hey, Shirley, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I'm super excited to talk to you today. So before we get started, introduce yourself, tell everyone about your business, what you sell, and how long you've been doing this.
Yeah, so my name is Shirley Fisher, and I run Quiet Lions Design. I sell stationery with original haikus, and my intention behind that is just really to bring about encouragement and lift up others through my words. And I actually also am a potter, so I sell handmade small batch ceramics that are designed to flow into the aesthetic of my illustrations. My business story is kind of all over the place, I guess. I started out as a hobbyist, got a license to sell my work in my hometown. And then it wasn't until I had my daughter. Well, that was in 2015. And then I had my daughter in 2018 and realized, wow, okay, I want to do this.
I want to do this full time.
Yeah, I want to take this all the way. So 2018, that's really when I really started to hone in on what I had to do to make this my full-time gig.
Awesome.
So yeah, and I attended PaperCamp in September.
Very shortly ago. I know. It was so fun. Okay. So here's the deal. I want to run through a hot seat with you right now. So what are you working on and what can I help you with?
Yeah. So I'm currently working on my stationery line, and I know that I have to have at least 48 SKUs. Right now I have about 20 cards, and I'm also collecting addresses and emails for future shops. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
But my current plan is to obviously make a wholesale catalog. I know how important that is. And my plan is to have the catalog designed in May. So my question is, when should I release my catalog to have the greatest impact?
Okay. This is a great question and one we frequently see. Most people are releasing their catalogs in conjunction with a new product release. So if you're planning to release in May, are you also planning to release some new SKUs at that point? Or this is going to be technically your quote launch to wholesale. Is that correct?
This would be my launch to wholesale.
Okay. Well, May is a good time to do it. So the regular release cycles, at least for the stationery and gift industry, are December, January is one of the big times because you have the winter markets. May is still a really prevalent time, even though it used to be anchored with the stationery show in May. But now the stationery show has moved, it's still an important time because of holiday sales, people prepping and pre-ordering for holiday. And then we also have a fall release time, which is usually September, October time. And that's when spring releases, early spring releases are happening. So you would want to plan your launch to coordinate with one of those three cycles. And so if you are, in fact, ready by May, if you have your products designed and produced and you're ready to get that catalog done, then I would say May would be the perfect time. However, okay. I want you to give yourself grace. So if you start to like, if you're getting closer to May and you're like, oh gosh, like I don't have all my designs done. I haven't run my samples. I don't have any photos. All of the things are like not fitting into the puzzle. Then it's okay to push it back to fall or even like a late summer before the summer shows. But I would try to align it with one of the main three release cycles of the stationery industry in particular. The other thing I was going to tell you, I know you mentioned, and this isn't tied directly into your catalog question, but you had mentioned you were collecting addresses and building up that mailing list. That is a really crucial piece.
Yes.
To launching wholesale. And so I'm not trying to overload your to-do list with this launch, but really it's about making sure your product is ready, right?
Right.
Your sales tools are ready. And then you've got the list of the people you truly feel are a good fit for your brand. Like without those three, if those three pieces aren't ready, then delay the launch.
Yeah.
Because I would much rather that you feel ready and feel confident and know who you're talking to when you send this out and you have like a good strong strategy of how you're going to reach them before you just start kind of haphazardly doing things.
Right.
Like the catalog is one piece of that and it's a big piece through your sales tools, but it's not the only piece. So do you think May is still doable given all that?
Well, so let me follow up with that by saying that I had intentionally in my head thought, okay, so if I have all my product ready by May and I have like a photographer ready and I have somebody who's going to design my catalog, my initial plan was thinking, okay, well, if I launch in July, that's kind of right before the NSS in August. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think your idea of coinciding the release with the actual release dates makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It just means I might, and my thing is like, I want to really hit the ground running with this. And I think sometimes I get a little bit eager, like, okay, should I just send my line sheet with only my 20 cards to shops right now to try to make some revenue? Or do I just like hold off and wait?
Okay. You can do that if you want to and you feel ready to. But I also want you to feel super confident in what you're putting forward. And, mm-hmm. you know, the reason we talk about having 48 SKUs at Paper Camp is because as much as we want them to, buyers are not going to purchase everything you're offering, right? And so if you only have 20 cards to choose from, they have to choose a much larger selection, a larger percentage of what you're selling to hit your opening orders. Or you have to like really reduce your opening order amount to make it feasible for them. So I would like you to build it out to that 48 SKUs, mm-hmm. especially if you're focusing on just cards. If you were doing your pottery, for example, on wholesale, I know it doesn't work with what you do on the wholesale side. But if you had other product categories that collectively added up to 48, then I'd say run with it. But since you are focused purely on growing the cards to 48, I would focus on that first.
Okay.
And I know you're eager to get it to market. I know you're eager to like get it in the hands of these buyers and these end consumers, but you will feel so much more prepared and so much more confident when you're reaching out to people, if your line is ready, if your sales tools are ready, and then of course, if your like marketing strategy is ready as well.
Yeah. And I know this is kind of a silly question because I know we talked a lot about it at Paper Camp, but when you say sales tools are in, what are you referring to with that? Is that considering like your Shopify, everything's like ready for that or?
So I mean, having your catalog, that's your main wholesale sales tool. And then, you know, if you were to be going to shows and stuff, I'd say you need an order form, but at this point you don't. But it's some simple, easy way for them to order. So whether that's through an online shop that you mm-hmm. have, whether you're on fair and you're pushing them to your fair shop or whatever, or whether your call to action in your outreach is just like, email me to place your order. Like, that's okay too. I don't want you necessarily spending time and money building a big Shopify wholesale portal, you know, like for this. Like I would rather you build this puzzle piece by piece, like little by little. And so when I talk about sales tools, I mean anything that is going to make it easy for the buyers to buy from you. And that means letting them clearly see what you're selling, making your pricing very clear and easy to find, you know, making your minimums and your MOQ very easy for them to find. So all that's going to be in your catalog.
Right.
And that is going to serve as not only a sales tool for them when you're reaching out virtually to them, you know, from your home to wherever they are, but also it's going to leave a lasting impression that they can refer back to later. So not just, it's a marketing tool, but it's mainly a sales tool, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot more clear now.
Yeah. And okay, with timing, I want to kind of backpedal on something I said earlier. Like, I do think it's important to line up with the release schedules because that's when the buyers are primed to buy. That's when they've, you know, reserved the cash flow for buying. Some buyers do things differently. Some buyers are buying year round. Some only buy, you know, at shows. Like, everyone kind of handles it differently. But those release schedules that we give you guys at Paper Camp are really tied to when the majority of buyers are spending money or like looking for new things for their shop. Now, launching can be outside of those three release schedules if you want it to. Like, if you're not going to be ready in May, but let's say you're ready like July-ish time, mm-hmm. that's when the winter shows are going. So if you're, I'm sorry, not winter, summer shows are going. So if you, you know, if that's when you're going to release, then release then. You know, for example, E. Francis Paper, they had planned to do the National Stationery Show in May, but they came to Paper Camp and realized they weren't quite ready. This was years ago. And so they waited and they built up their product line. They built up their mailing list. They created a whole marketing outreach like strategy. They built their catalog, all the pieces and the things that you're doing right now. And they did a release in September, you know? And it was really well received. They sent, you know, a mailer out to, I think, 50 or 60 shops and did a bunch of stuff on social media and email campaigns. And then the following May, when the stationery show was happening, they went to the show and they already had a number of stockists on their list already. So it's totally okay to do your launch outside of release schedules. But once you've kind of announced your products to the world, that's where I want you to then be getting on the regular release schedule.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my biggest fear is just not like pushing it and not being prepared completely. And I want to debut professionally and to be ready and not make it happen just because I'm excited or
yeah.
I'm like, I think some extra money right now would be nice, but you know, I think waiting and being ready. And I think, like you said, if as long as your information is clearly stated, as far as like you're really working hard campaigning and publicizing it, then
yeah.
I think that's a good strategy.
Yeah. So the first, I'm going to give you your homework right now. The first thing you're focused on is building out your product line, making sure that you have a cohesive collection of products, whether it's all in greeting cards or whether you decide to diversify a little bit into other things, but at least 48 SKUs that you feel really good about that work well together and complement each other, right? Like, it's a cohesive line. The next step, your second piece of homework, is to get that catalog done. And so, you know, there's a lot of pieces that go into the catalog, like photos and layout and copy and all these things, right? So that, I say it's one step too, but it's
multiple.
It's multiple steps within that. So just do give yourself a good buffer there and don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. That's an area where you could outsource it to a designer or somebody else or purchase a template off of Creative Market or something to lay things out. And then the third step would be continuing to build that mailing list and then building out the strategy for how you want to reach buyers. So what's your like introductory email going to look like and where are you going to send them and, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Does that help?
Yes, it does. It gives a lot more confidence of like when this should actually happen. And also giving myself grace. If it doesn't happen in May, it's okay to do it in July or September.
Yes.
So
100%. I think we put expectations, we're our biggest critics sometimes, right? Like, we put these expectations of like, I want to get this stuff to market. I want more people to see it. I want to help more people with my products, whatever it is, you know? And it's like, we get excited and anxious, but really if we would give ourselves just a little bit more time to get a little bit more prepared, we'll have more success because we won't, when we launch, then you're feeling comfortable, confident, you're ready to roll, you know, your production is ready to handle, you know, orders coming in and you know what to say, you know how to approach these buyers. So yeah, give yourself a little more time if you need it.
Awesome.
All right, Shirley, it was great chatting with you today.
Yeah, great chatting with you too.
All right, friends, if you are like Shirley and you're thinking about launching to the wholesale market, I too want you to adhere to those three initial steps to get your products launched to wholesale. So first, focus on your products. Make sure that you have a large enough collection. Make sure that it's cohesive. Make sure that everything really does fit together. But the reason you want a large enough line is that the buyers need to be able to pick and choose from what you're selling and still hit your opening order requirements. Unfortunately, they are not going to buy everything we sell as much as we would like them to. So having a large enough line that they can choose different items, but not everything, and still make that opening amount is key. So make sure that your line is large enough, but that it also looks cohesive and you are putting your best work forward. Once your product is ready to roll, I want you to focus on your sales tools. As I talked about with Shirley, that's your catalog. It's making sure you have at least a landing page on your website for wholesale. If you have an online ordering system, then even better. But you know, if you don't have that, don't freak out about it. Don't hold up your wholesale launch because of that. Instead, if you don't have a wholesale portal, make sure that you have a landing page on your website where people can download your catalog. You have your terms and conditions listed there and any other details. You want to make it as simple as possible for these retailers to place an order with you, and giving them information, over communicating with them and giving them the information they need to place an order and making that accessible at their fingertips is going to help them with that process. So the sales tools you really need are that catalog, some way for them to place an order from you. If you are going to a trade show or something like that, you'll also want to have an order form, but it is not necessary that you launch at a trade show. And I can talk about that later in a different episode. And then the third piece is figuring out your marketing strategy. And this is going to be something that you're probably working on while you're getting your product ready and while you're getting your sales tools ready. You want to be building that mailing list of stores that are a good fit for your products. Now, I would much rather you have a smaller list of targeted stores that are a really great fit for what you sell than a huge list of stores that may or may not be the right fit for you, right? It's much easier and better. You'll see better returns if you're focusing on a smaller list that you've vetted and you know that they're interested in the types of things you're selling. So for that third piece of the homework, make sure that you have a mailing list ready to go and that you map out a strategy for how you're going to reach the people at the stores. Are you going to send them an email? Are you going to send them, you know, a handwritten letter with a sample or two, depending on what types of products you offer? Think about it strategically and really layer in the different tiers of outreach. When we're at Paper Camp, I always talk about tiered outreach approach. And that means connecting with people on social media, sending them emails, sending them some things through snail mail. Now, you don't want to be stalkerish, of course. You want to be thoughtful in your approach and outreach. But it's a proven fact that it takes a lot of touch points before a buyer is ready to purchase, make a purchase from people. And that goes on the retail side as well as on the wholesale side. So your goal here with these shops is to build a relationship, let them know that your products are great and that you are professional in the way you do business and you ship things on time and everything arrives safe and sound. Like, you got to scaffold the communication so that they understand what you're selling and why they would want to have it in their shop. Well, I hope this behind the scenes look at one of my coaching sessions was helpful for you. This is what I do with my group coaching program and also even longer sessions, of course, with my groups and then also with my one-on-one coaching clients as well. If you found it helpful, I would love for your feedback. If you could join us in the Friends of Proof to Product Facebook group, we'll link it in the show notes. Let me know what you thought of the episode. And if you are interested in joining us for Paper Camp, we are closing that cart on Saturday and we'll kick off the course on Monday. And it's a 4-week live program where we talk about all these steps you need to take to scale your wholesale business or even launch the wholesale market. We do tailor it to the audience that's there and can make it more advanced or more early information depending on what the needs are of the group. So you can get more information about that at proofToProduct.com/papercamp. Thanks so much for listening, guys. See you next week. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proofToProduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.